Let us pray. Living God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in all his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And as we have joyfully baptized Benjamin Connor and welcomed him into our church family here, we pray for those who are bereaved in our parish at this time, in particular for our parish administrator, Karen Patterson, following the death of her father-in-law, for the Lockyer family, following the death of Michael, whose funeral takes place on Wednesday at Kirkwood's, and for the Greer family, following the death of Sandra, whose funeral takes place here in St. Columba's on Friday afternoon. We ask, O Lord, your blessing upon them and give to all of them the strength that they need to sustain them at this difficult time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.